Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
It's time for the Dr. Lee Vinoker Show. Here's Dr. Lee.
Hi, and welcome back to the show, Health from the Outside In, on Radio MD. And my next guest, Dr. Kayla Visvanathan, and she just published an interesting study. She's a cancer epidemiologist and a medical oncologist at Johns Hopkins Medical Center. And an interesting study just came out that looked at weight gain in breast cancer survivors compared to, I guess, cancer-free cohort of women. So welcome to the show, Dr. Visvanathan. So first of all, like, what are we talking about? So these are women that have survived, gone through their treatment with breast cancer, and then you followed them afterwards and compared them to comparable peers, and they tended to gain more weight. I've heard women complain about this who were breast cancer survivors. So it's obviously an issue.
Yeah, absolutely. I think here, one other unique part of this particular cohort is these were all women with a family history of breast cancer. So they're a highly motivated group. And we really looked at, we followed them. They all had early stage breast cancer, and we followed them over time. And what we were really interested to know is that whether the weight gain that people have talked about is greater than what women experience with age, increasing age often, and changing menopausal status. And that's what we found.
Mm-hmm. And so how much weight gain did you find in these women that were survivors?
Right. So overall, when you looked at breast cancer survivors, we found that the weight gain over a four-year period, we're still continuing to follow them, was only about 3 pounds. But I think more importantly, what we found is that in specific subgroups, this weight gain was even greater. So in survivors that had been diagnosed less than 5 years, in younger women who were undergoing chemotherapy particularly, and in women with estrogen-negative tumors, and that often is treated with chemotherapy. So the group that was survivors that were treated with chemotherapy particularly, they were 2 times more likely to gain, you know, about 11 pounds during this four-year period.
Hmm. And that's interesting. Actually, that was one of the questions I was going to ask you when you said estrogen negative, because somewhere in the study I had read that also you found that the weight gain might have been associated then with recurrence of cancer.
That's a good question. So we particularly didn't look at that in this study. There has been one or two studies that have shown that that increased weight at diagnosis can be associated with recurrence. But one thing to remember is that most women who have early stage breast cancer end up living a long time and dying of other chronic diseases.
Mm-hmm. But now, is this weight, you know, we talk about risk factors for breast cancer, and it's interesting that you said it was more common in women that were estrogen negative, because part of the risk of being overweight has to do with increased estrogen and hormones, and isn't that one of the risk factors to maybe getting breast cancer in the first place? So how does this kind of fit in with everything?
So that's a really good question. So when we're saying estrogen negative, we're not saying that it's not associated with estrogen. Right?
Okay.
It's just a particular type of cancers that respond better to chemotherapy than anti-estrogen treatment. So there is probably some association with estrogen, so it's not totally. But what it really is, what we're really thinking from this is that there's something related to the chemotherapy that causes this more acute weight gain that we're seeing.
Hmm.
And that we're trying to explore that further.
Yeah, and it seems kind of ironic, right? Because everybody thinks chemotherapy, you're vomiting, you're nauseous, it's horrible. Are they gaining weight during the chemotherapy, or is it after that they finish and they go through that acute phase of getting sick? And I guess there are all different types of chemo now. Not all of it's so nausea-inducing, but...
Exactly. So both those come to true. So I think it seems to be both post-treatment and during. We are now following these women further to sort of try and understand that pattern. We didn't see the same increase in weight in women having hormone therapy alone.
Mm.
And agree that the the chemotherapy varies depending on the types of cancers. Often the ones used for treating early stage breast cancer up front are reasonably well tolerated.
That's interesting. And it's interesting that it's not the hormonal. You would think it would be the other way around, right? Because when do women complain about their weight gain, changes in hormones? And you'd think that the hormonal therapy would be the one that would cause you to gain weight.
And so one of the things here I think is important is that our comparison group, which has not been the case in a lot of studies, is women who are cancer-free but the same age and menopausal status. So we're saying that they also, a lot of them were also overweight. And some of them did, their weight did increase, but we found this additional increase.
Mm-hmm. And then what about the idea that, you know, I mean, I got to admit, you get to that certain age and you feel like you got to watch everything you eat and you just, your metabolism is not the same. But what about the idea that you're like, oh my God, I have cancer. The last thing I'm going to worry about now is my diet. And if I want to indulge a little because I'm feeling a little bad about myself. I mean, did you account for women who kind of felt that way? Because I would think that I wouldn't be depriving myself if I was going through all this.
Sure, and that is definitely not my message either, and I can understand that. I think it's more overall that we should pay attention to this, both as physicians as well as patients, right? And we should monitor this over time. And if it is that you're increased, if the weight is, you're putting on a lot of weight, you know, need to stop and take note because there's a lot of benefits to try to reduce that. And similarly with physical activity and so on. So it's not suggesting you shouldn't indulge from now and then, but more that we should not forget about the fact that the weight, you know, that monitoring your weight is important.
Right. And I guess the other thing, you know, people do talk about, you know, when you have cancer and types of healthy diet. And, you know, I've read things in the past and maybe we can have you on another time to discuss this. Like, should you have a lower sugar diet? Does high glucose in your diet actually help promote the growth of cancer cells and things? You know, some people talk about that. Is that part of an issue?
So I think I'm going to do a more general thing today because obviously it's is to say, I think, in general, what we're finding is just a very balanced, healthy diet, which is hard to do consistently. And, you know, monitoring your weight. There isn't one specific vitamin that we would advocate that people take. You know, there are just things in moderation, lots of vegetables, rich vegetables, those type of things. But, you know, that's the sort of thing that we would advocate at this point.
Yeah,
and it's actually hard to achieve. I mean, and I often tell patients that they should seek out a nutritionist, trainer, you know, those sort of things that might be helpful here.
Yeah, I think that's interesting too. And the other question, and I had talked to a colleague or friend that was an oncologist once, and this was not in breast cancer, so maybe it wasn't hormonally mediated, but he had said that if he compared very thin patients, it was more like lung cancer, and heavier patients with lung cancer, the ones that seemed to survive longer, and maybe it was because the chemo's grueling or something, or how much body weight you lose in your, you know, life's, you know, your daily activities, the daily living, and lifestyle. Have you seen that? I mean, do patients with a little more meat on their bones tend to do better with chemo?
That's a really good question. So I think, yeah, so I think, again, it depends on the type of cancers that you're talking about, right? And we're not suggesting you should be extremely underweight here.
Right.
We're just saying we should be in the optimal weight range, right? And so it is easier if you happen to be, you have a normal body mass index when you get diagnosed. Right. Mm-hmm. So some of the emphasis is to keep healthy all the time, right? And then it is easier going forward. Definitely when you have extreme, you know, when you have very severe cancer or cancer has spread, you know, you often can get, you know, you can be much thinner. And that's an issue itself.
Right, the cachexia.
Yeah.
Well, thank you. It's very interesting. And like I said, there's a lot to talk about, and I'm sure I will have my guest on again. This is the, I want to thank her. This is the Dr. Lee Vanocur Show, Health from the Outside In on Radio MD. Stay tuned into your health.